Video: Sophie Cunningham elbowed in the face during contentious WNBA game, refs call foul on Cunningham. By Dylan Gwynn on August 2, 2026. There are many submissions in the contest for the worst sports call of all time. But the debate stopper is here, and we have video evidence. Sophie Cunningham, the star guard for the Indiana Fever, recently made headlines as arguably the only person in the WNBA with common sense after speaking out against allowing males to compete in women's sports. With the Fever making the trip to the leftist enclave of Seattle on Sunday, it was expected that her comments would bring thousands of malcontents who would harass and harangue her and her supporters. And that definitely happened. What was less expected, though maybe it should have been more anticipated, was that Cunningham would also get done wrong by the officials. Late in the game, Cunningham was elbowed in the face by Lynx star Nia Coffey. Incredibly, Cunningham was called for a defensive foul on the play. But no problem, right? After all, we have the benefit of replay, which is there to provide obvious video evidence and prevent such mistakes from happening, right? Right? Wrong. Incredibly, after review, the official let the play stand, with Cunningham apparently being found guilty of hitting Coffey's elbow with her face. Even more incredible. There are simply no words. Nonetheless, social media users attempted to offer their takes to describe the insanity they had just witnessed. How could you, even after a review, where you scrutinized the play and still make the wrong call? Never seen this kind of incompetence and/or blatant arrogance. Two things: either the fix is in or it's payback for Sophie being outspoken on trans issue. And to compound the error, why doesn't challenge, one user wrote. WNBA is the biggest joke of a professional sport I've ever seen, opined another. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has done nothing to address the issue with the poor officiating in the WNBA. The league prioritizes diversity over competence, wrote another. The Lynx prevailed over the Fever, 108-100, to win their 10th game in a row.